Concours Ecricom 2003, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 10. The Myth of Eurocreep. It is the stuff of dreams and nightmares, where Tony Blair's attempts to make Britain love the euro have fallen on deaf ears, its appearance as notes and coins will succeed. These will be used not just in the euro area, but in Britain. As the British become accustomed to the euro as a cash currency, they will get used to it, paving the way for a yes vote in a referendum. This idea of euro creep appeals to both sides of the euro argument. According to the pros, as Britons become familiar with the euro, membership will start to look inevitable, so those in favour are bound to win. According to the antis, as Britons become familiar with the euro, membership will also start to look inevitable, so those opposed must mobilise for the fight. Dream or nightmare, euro creep envisages the single currency making its way first into the British economy and then into the affections of the voters. British tourists will come back from their European holidays laden with euros, which they will spend not just at airports, but in high street shops. So too will foreign visitors. As the euro becomes a parallel currency, those who make up the current 2-to-1 majority against joining will change their minds. From there, it will be a short step to decide to get rid of the pound. Already, as many as a third of Britain's biggest retailers, such as Marks and Spencer, have said they will take euros in some of their shops, and BP has also announced that it will accept euros at some of its garages. And Neil Kinnock, a European commissioner and former leader of the Labour Party, predicts that the euro will soon become Britain's second currency. However, as the statistics published about E-Day reveal, notes that would stretch to the moon and beyond, coins many times the weight of the Eiffel Tower, the changeover of a national currency is a logistical challenge of the first order. No one in the private sector will undertake these investments until the government has made up its mind, campaigned for entry, overturned the 2-to-1 majority against entry, and won a referendum. Since there is no natural enthusiasm for entry, Mr. Blair will have to defend the euro on economic grounds. That will be hard. For the second year running, Britain's economy is set to do better than the rest of the euro area. Nor does the euro's performance as a currency make Mr. Blair's job any easier. The pound will most likely have to fall if Britain is to join the euro at a competitive exchange rate. But if sterling is seen to weaken as a result of a push for euro membership, this will probably harden opposition to it. Overturning British opposition to the euro is a difficult job, and it is one that Mr. Blair will have to do himself. Euro creep will not do it for him. Fin du texte, numéro 10.